We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. The shape of you.
Congratulations to Holly Crossnow of Imperial Mo. She was caller 18 to the Bomberito box office, which means she's one of our final winners for the Backstreet Boys tickets here in St. Louis in September. But Holly is very excited. She said she was going to cry because she's never won anything before. But she's qualified for that grand prize trip for a getaway to New Orleans to see Backstreet Boys, airfare, hotel, and meet the band. We have three more chances to win today in the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock hours.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
That's right, things you didn't know. Special Valentine's edition with me, Tim Convy. We're going to talk about romantic comedies.
Radio's Tim Convy.
Romantic comedies.
Okay.
Exclusive.
In romantic comedies, it seems like everything just falls into place, right? Well, some of these things didn't. These
I
are
love
things.
This is the kind of stuff I like.
Mm-hmm. These are things that almost happen in these iconic romantic comedies.
Yes.
Some of them aren't that iconic, to be honest. I caught one because I don't think we've ever seen it.
What was it? Tell us.
Nope. Tell us.
I'll tell you later.
That's terrible.
I want to know now.
I'll tell you later.
All right. What do you think it is?
Have you guys seen the iconic? Have you seen the iconic romantic comedy, Hitch?
Yes.
With Will Smith,
with Kevin James.
I wouldn't call that iconic, but okay.
Alexander Skarsgård was almost in Hitch. He was cast as the ex-boyfriend of Amber Valletta's character, and they even filmed a scene, but it didn't make the cut. In the finished film, you only see him in a newspaper photo.
He really didn't.
Chat, please.
He really didn't hit his prime until True Blood.
Yeah. We didn't know who he was.
Because he's in Zoolander. And he does not look great in Zoolander.
Really?
He's one of his model friends. He dies in the gasoline.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. What a scene.
How about the statues at the end?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. That scene. Okay.
I wore underwear.
You know the movie, here's something you didn't know. Serendipity?
Love that movie so much.
Anything with John Cusack.
Well, guess what?
Except for Must Love Dogs. That was horrible.
What?
Serendipity almost didn't have a happy ending. In the original script, John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale don't end up together. But when the writer showed it to a friend, the guy said they had to.
They had to.
Well, yeah, they did.
So he changed it.
With Annie Lennox playing on the ice rink.
Never seen it.
There was Annie Lennox last night.
Yes.
You notice that?
Good music last night.
It was really
in the movie.
Great.
When I said I've never seen it, who said what?
Me. Why?
Yeah,
why
who are you
You're
to
not
say?
Allowed to say that.
All right, Hildebrand.
I'm totally allowed to say it.
You're a big Serendipity fan?
Oh, it's so good.
Sounds boring.
Oh, my, yes.
Here's something you did know, because I think we talked about it yesterday. Meg Ryan was almost in Mannequin.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So weird.
She was unknown at the time. The casting director liked her. He had her audition for a few different parts, but the higher-ups, they didn't think she had it. They didn't think she was a star. And then, obviously, she got When Harry Met Sally just 2 years later.
Wow.
If you build it, he will come.
Prince and Company. That was the department store, wasn't it?
Prince and Company?
Yeah, where he became the mannequin.
Mm-hmm. Dresser?
Yes, whatever.
Stylist?
Meh.
Here's something you need to know. Andrew McCarthy almost wasn't in Pretty in Pink.
What?
I don't believe it.
There were other contenders for the part of Blaine before him, including Charlie Sheen.
It's not even an appliance, not a person.
I love Joe Biden.
But Molly Ringwald convinced them to go with McCarthy. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's what's funny about it.
Really?
Wow.
Molly Ringwald said, you got to go with this guy. And they're like, she's 15. We'll listen to her.
I would have been.
Right, totally. He was kind of, I get it, because he kind of was not a great actor. Looking back on
big
that
eyes,
movie.
Like
what?
He always has those weird eyes.
He just, you know, it was his, maybe it's your face. Let it was just his face.
Let me direct you to Weekend at Bernie's, too.
Yeah.
Right.
He was spectacular in that sense.
Agreed.
I rest my case.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
You know the movie Crazy Stupid Love?
Love that movie.
Never seen that one.
Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone.
It's so entertaining.
It's so good.
Why don't I like love movies?
With like a little surprise twist.
I think this says something. The studio wanted to call the movie Wingman.
I get that, but
Crazy Stupid Love is way better.
It's so good. You need to watch that.
It's hilarious. It's like, it's a very funny romantic comedy.
Yes, it is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Here's something you need to know. The movie 51st Dates was almost called 51st Kisses. Studio polling determined that the word kisses was a turnoff to guys, so they changed it.
That makes sense, because it's a good guy-girl movie, because it's Adam Sandler.
So funny. And that makes sense, too. That's, yeah.
Hey, what?
You're so late.
Here's something you didn't know. Gwyneth Paltrow almost starred in Jerry Maguire. She was one of several actresses who tried out, including Connie Britton and Mira Sorvino.
Man, and that was Renee Zellweger's big first break.
Right. She got it.
Dang it.
Thank God.
Yeah, she had me at hello.
Thank God it didn't go to Paltrow.
I have seen that one, so that's
Paltrow.
Good. Here's something you didn't know. You know the movie The Holiday?
Yes.
Oh, love that one, too.
Never seen it.
Cameron Diaz.
The only likable role Jude Law has ever played.
Yeah, he's very likable.
You don't find him likable in other things?
No, he's kind of slimy.
I think he's very cute.
He's very attractive. He is not unattractive in that film.
No.
And Jack Black and Kate Winslet's whole thing with the older guy.
You know who was almost in it instead of Jude Law?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
You sound stupid.
Hugh Grant.
Oh, he would have been too old? Well, maybe not.
In fact, it was written for Hugh Grant, but he turned it down, so Jude Law got it.
Yeah, Hugh Grant does not do a terrible romantic comedy. He's good in every romantic comedy.
Yeah, he is.
He might have been more convincing as that character with that character's whole backstory, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jude Law was a little young for everything you find out.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Could have been better. And finally, here's something you didn't know. You know Bridget Jones' Diary?
Yeah, I know it.
Never seen it.
What? Oh my gosh, what?
I don't think, I'm not into rom-coms, I guess.
Apparently the book? Not.
Unless Adam Sandler's in them.
It's one of the few movies where the movie is as good as the book.
It's not one of my favorites.
But it's
sorry.
Good. It's the book's fine. Really good.
Well, you know the fight between Hugh Grant and Colin Firth?
Yeah, in the street. It's so good.
Who could forget it? It almost didn't happen. It wasn't in the original script, but the writer decided there needed to be a Western-style duel for Bridget's love.
Oh, and it's one of the better scenes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Things you didn't know.
It's a new day.
Rise and shine with Courtney and Company.
I love that it's always upbeat. They're always having a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.